This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we have a very short hadith, but has a very unique subject. Maybe we haven't talked about this in a long time. And that is about the medical recommendation from the Prophet sallallahu wasallam alayhi. Hadith number 1857, an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal, al-humma min fayhi jahannam fa'abriduha bil-ma. Al-humma min fayhi jahannam fa'abriduha bil-ma. Hadith rawah al-Bukhari wa Muslim. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, fever comes from the vehement raging of hell, like the heat wave of Jahannam. It comes from the hues of Jahannam. So cool it with water. Cool it with water. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying that the fever, when someone gets fever, just like getting heat waves from Jahannam. So therefore, he cooled it down with some water. Now, there are multiple issues here we need to talk about. Number one, when the Prophet ﷺ was talking about al-humma, and he gave treatment, he goes, fever is from the heat wave of Jahannam. First of all, what kind of fever were we talking about? Is that for everything? Is the Prophet ﷺ qualified to give medical advice to Jama'ah? Definitely, Rasulullah ﷺ. So if he says something, it's haqq. And when it comes to medical treatment, it comes in one of two things for us. Whether there is an actual specific recommendation from the Prophet ﷺ, and he makes that recommendation from wahi. Such as, for example, when the Prophet ﷺ says, Al-Qur'an, ruqya, fihi shifa. He says the Qur'an has healing power. We believe in that, because the Prophet ﷺ said so, salawatullah wa salam alayhi. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ says, treatment comes in one of three things. قال شربتو عسل وشرطتو محجم وكيتو نار. If you take a sip of honey, that's treatment. Also using al-hijama, which is basically cupping, that's also part of it. And also قال كيتو نار, sometimes using actually cauterization. Sometimes it's also kind of treatment. So the Prophet mentioned that. So there are so many hadith where the Prophet ﷺ gives specific recommendations. And obviously, there is the other aspect of medicine, which is considered what? The human experience. So experimentation, lab, of course, you know, results and all the stuff and so forth. We believe in both. We believe in both. If the Prophet ﷺ gave a specific recommendation that is not necessarily as a wahi to say this is shifa, then it's his recommendation, salawatullah wa salam alayhi, based on their experience of that time. So it doesn't have to be as effective as anything else that the Prophet says, this is the healing for this. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, قال الحمى من فيح جهنم. The fever, of course, comes with high temperature. Some of the ulama, they say, when the Prophet says, من فيح جهنم, from the heat wave of Jahannam, says, literally, it is from there. What does that mean? It says, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us reminders. So some of the heat actually that is taken from Jahannam and put in some of these human experiences. Similar to that hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says, قال Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hadith Qudusi, that the Jahannam complained to the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, قالت ربي أكل بعضي بعضا. My Lord, I'm consuming myself inside out. Like, help me out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Jahannam to take two breaths. And the hadith is sahih. One, he says, in the summer, one in the winter. قال فذلك أكثر ما تجدون من حر الصيف وبرد الشتاء. This is basically what you suffer from the extreme heat, which we're getting it these days, subhanAllah. See, Jahannam is breathing, yani. After June, right away, Allah musta'an, yani. So it's breathing so hot. And in the extreme weather in the winter as well, too. How do you understand this hadith? As it is, according to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Ahl Athar, you understand it the way the Prophet ﷺ described. How? Allahu Ta'ala A'lam. That's one interpretation for the hadith. The other meaning, some of the ulama, they say, the Prophet ﷺ, he's speaking about the likeness of it. As if he's saying, you know what, this is just like Jahannam. Yeah, the heat is just like, a'udhu billah, like Jahannam. And just like Jahannam, or fire, eventually, you extinguish that with water. Similarly, you need to calm yourself down and calm that temperature with water. فَأَبْرِدُوهَا بِالْمَاءِ. There was another narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu warda. He was sitting with one of his students, Abu Jamra, and he says, "Qal asabatni humma." I was actually, I got some fever, so I stopped coming. When I came back, Ibn Abbas inquired, "Where were you?" "Qal asabatni humma." I had some fever. He said, "What did you do with it?" I mean, whatever. He goes, "Next time, if it ever happens," says that the Prophet says, "Inna min fayhi jahannam, fa'abriduha bilma." So he told him, "Make sure to use some water of Zamzam." Now, why did he recommend Zamzam? Because they were in Mecca, actually. That incident happened in Mecca. He goes, "Use Zamzam." Some of the ulama, they say, is it only with Zamzam that has that healing power, which Zamzam has a special, of course, traits and qualities? Or is it generally any water? From this hadith, the Prophet says, "Bilma," which means any water. So whatever that you have, alhamdulillah, you should be fine. Okay, the Prophet, even he practiced that himself, salawatullah wa salam alayhi. When the Prophet was on his deathbed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked him, he says, "Qal ituni bima," get me some water. So he took like a quick shower. And then he wanted to go for salah, he couldn't, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he fell, he collapsed. They brought him back again to his bed. And then after he woke up, same thing, he says, "Give me some water." So he, multiple times, trying to always cool himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with that water. Another narration, when he was closer to death, salawatullahi wa sallam alayhi, he used to suffer from the agonies of death. Even Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even Rasulullah was not spared the agonies of death, sakaratul maut. So he would feel the heat, salawatullahi wa sallam alayhi. And Aisha, radiallahu anha, she said to Rasulullah, "Qalat ya Rasulullah, innaka latu'aku wa'kan shadida." Like when you suffer so hard. Like when you go sick, you get really, really sick. "Is that because you get double reward?" He said, "Yes, because I'm getting double the reward." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one of those moments when he was feeling the heat, he would ask them to bring him some water. So they would have a bowl of water next to him, and he would put his hand in it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sprinkle some of that water on his face to cool himself down. And there was a time when he would be covering his face with some sheet, and then when he wants to breathe, he will just uncover that. He goes, "La ilaha illallah, inna al-mawti sakarat." Death has agonies. And subhanAllah, every time you remember this hadith, ya jama'ah, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akramun nas ala Allah azza wa jal, the most noble of all people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was not spared the agonies of death, who are we to guarantee for ourselves an easy passage of this dunya? That's why we need to work for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us, Rabbil Alameen. There was another narration about this hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered the house of Umm Sa'ib, and she was going through some fever, so he came visiting, salawatullah wa sallam. "Qala ma laki ya Umm Sa'ib tuzafzifin." What's wrong with you, Umm Sa'ib? Keep complaining, and keep, you know, mumbling and complaining. "Qad al-humma, la barakallahu fiha." It's the fever. That's cursing at the fever, basically. The Prophet said, "Don't say that. Don't say that. Because it is like al-kir. It's just like the furnace that will remove your sins. Like that heat is just like melt the sins out for you." Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies us with some of these sins in this dunya, so that when you meet your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, hopefully you're completely pure. So next time, bila qadra, this happens, obviously make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for healing. Now, does it mean that I'm not supposed to go to the doctor? Doctor's going to go out of business, jama'ah. Everybody goes, get some fever, just bring some water, bismillah, yalla, tawakkalna. No, that doesn't mean that you don't go to see doctors or look for medication or any kind of, proper healing for that. You should. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually helping us with taking the asbab. Back in their days, the easiest asbab is to get to the water. The easiest thing. Alhamdulillah, nowadays we have many, many other things. Does that mean, khalas, I don't have to use the water and skip it, go straight to the medication? I mean, you could do that. But still, you have an example from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Use some water to bring the temperature down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all safe, ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect you and your families. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any questions, jama'ah? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.